Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I am contributing to Wendy's discussion topic on cited versus, if versus is the right word, but cited versus VI friends. This is a brilliant subject. I love this subject because it's just made so many things go through my mind, so many different things that I want to say that I'm bound to forget something. In fact, I should have written notes, but I didn't want to do a scripted boo. First off though, I've listened to Mel's contribution as well, and I couldn't agree more, Mel, about the channels. When you're an admin on a channel, VI Talk appears at the bottom with profile settings and help. It would be nice if Audioboo could do that, even if you're not an admin on a channel, but make it easier for you to contribute so you don't have to, because it is horrible if you want to go to another channel. It skips around and it jumps around with voiceover, so it's not just your phone, Mel, it's mine as well. So I really wish Audioboo would do something about that and just make it a little bit easier to contribute to other channels that you're not an admin on. Okay, cited and VI friends. Well, I went through, nobody else in my family has a visual impairment. So I was brought up around a lot of sighted people, I guess. Sorry about that. But I went to schools for the visually impaired. I started off at a school for partially sighted children, and then when my sight was going, I moved to St Vincent's in Liverpool, which catered for children who had little or no sight, and did the whole mobility long cane training, braille and living skills and all of that side of things. So, and I still now have friends that I made at St Vincent's, that I made when I was 12 years old, and there are a few, and a couple of them are some of my best friends. They're people who I would go to I would go out with them. If we got the chance, we'd have a laugh, that side of things, but we'd also support each other if the occasion arose. So they are very, very good friends. Now, when I left St Vincent's, I went to RNC for 3 years and had a very good, close group of friends there, and some of which, again, that I'm still in touch with now. When I left RNC, though, I kind of dropped out. I was 19, and I dropped out, very much like Wendy, dropped out of the VI world, VI community, should I say, and basically I kept a couple of very close friends, and saw them from time to time. One of my friends that I made at St Vincent's, we used to go on holiday together with guide dogs and things, and we had a real blast. It was absolutely fab. But I made sighted friends I was still living at home, and we moved to a small village, and I made some sighted friends who lived in the village and started spending a lot of time with them, doing things with them, going out with them, got involved with things that we all had similar interests or whatever, and that was great. But then I still kept in touch with a couple of the friends, VI friends that I'd had, for years. But then when I met Rob, I actually met Rob at Action for Blind People on a computer programming course that we were both on. They'd opened it up to people without a visual impairment, and we met, and it was one of the best years of my life. I have to say that course was amazing. The group of people on that course was fantastic, and that was one occasion. There were only two of us that were visually impaired. The others were all fully sighted, and it was great. Everybody supported each other. Everybody was great. And in actual fact, the woman who was our tutor is actually now my daughter's godmother, and we're still in touch now, which just, and she's fully sighted. So that's great. And through her, I got to know her sister, who is also fully sighted, and we're still friends to this day as well. So then when Rob and I got married, it was almost like when you went out, people wanted to avoid you. And I'm sure that wasn't the case. I think it was probably that they thought, oh, they're newly together, we'd better not interrupt, we'd better leave them to it. So friends tended to back off a bit, which was, a bit strange. So quite a lot of the sighted friends I had made, I didn't, I stopped seeing really. They didn't sort of, we wouldn't ring up and go out or anything like that. So that kind of petered out. When Rob and I got married, there was only one visually impaired friend at our wedding. And she is one of the friends that I made when I was 12 and is still, we are still friends to this day. And she's one of my best friends. She was the only visually impaired person at our wedding. Now I think about it, which is, yeah, quite, I suppose, quite strange, really. So then I'm trying to think, when Jodie was born, our daughter, same as Wendy, I did everything, we just did everything ourselves. There was no support. We had a health visitor, obviously, and a community midwife. The only thing I got was a visit from a social worker, and this was quite funny. When she got up to leave, she actually said to me, "I've gained more from this visit from you than you have from me." And we both laughed about it. It was very friendly, but it was it quite sad, really, that she couldn't offer me anything. There was no advice, no group she could tell me about, nothing. And yet I was telling her about things to pass on to other people, but I didn't. I know now there is Blind Mums Connect and things like that, and lots of mailing lists you can get involved with. But there was nothing, really, that I had no VI friends who were parents that I was in contact with at that time. So basically, because Rob was at home, because he wasn't working, I had that support, but my mum had died, so I didn't have her support. So we just basically muddled through and did everything ourselves. And, you know, and I do get people say to me now, "Well, how do you do the whole thing?" So it prompted us to do a parenting podcast, and we got a group of VI parents together, some with no sight, some with useful vision, and we did a parenting podcast, and that is available to listen to if you want to. Just talking about all aspects of parenting as a visually impaired person. Some of us have brought up fully sighted children, and some had children with a visual impairment, which also is two totally different things to consider. But I didn't have any friends really with parents. I didn't have any friends with young children, so that was a bit isolating, really. And then when Jodie went to school, I found, and I don't know whether we lived in a village that was quite well to do, I suppose. People, yeah, and Jodie's school, quite a lot of the parents, I'm not saying all, but some of the parents, I don't know really, they would avoid talking to me, really. I mean, they'd talk a bit, but I found that if they organised the mum's night out, I wouldn't necessarily get invited. And I think it was the whole thing about, oh, they'd have to guide me, and they were panic worrying about it, and oh, you know, what if she wants to go be shown where the toilet is and things like that, and it, crazy things, really. But yeah, I found that a lot. And I also found that because Jodie had a blind mum, that sometimes that isolated her as well. She was treated differently for whatever reason, which, again, crazy situation, but that's the way it was. And I'm not saying all parents were like that. They certainly weren't. You know, I am still in touch with one of the mums from Jodie's first primary school when we lived up north, and she is a lovely, lovely lady. So, yeah. And then a bit like Wendy, I suppose, with the with social networks, Facebook, I suppose I was later than a lot to go to Facebook. But when I started on Facebook, suddenly all these people were popping up that I'd been to RNC with, that I'd been to St. Vincent's with. I'd been to my first school with, and I'm, you know, and I built up quite a few friends on Facebook, but I always tried to keep it to people that I actually had a communication with. Do you know what I mean? That I didn't just accept friends for the sake of building up my friends list on Facebook. But then one of the things that I wanted to talk about and that I found interesting was that because Rob was on Facebook, my husband, and he is fully sighted, visually impaired people seem to get it in their heads, oh, he's married to Joe, I need to be his friend as well, or I should be his friend as well. And he got friend requests left, right and centre from visually impaired people, which is great to a degree, but he actually ended up with more visually impaired friends than he did sighted friends. And he found that he eventually got to the stage where he said, this is crazy, Joe. He said he was getting requests from visually impaired people who weren't even my friend. And it was, I think some of them liked his wacky sense of humour at times, because he is quite off the wall, he's Rob at times, but he's calmed down now on Facebook, it has to be said. But but he got to the stage where he said, right, I'm deleting a lot of friends. And he unfriended a lot of people on Facebook, and his friends list is quite small now. And he is one of those people who his friends are people that he actually knows mostly on a personal level, or has come to know on a personal level through social networks. But that was quite a strange that was quite a strange situation, I'd say. And when we moved down here, I run a brow support group on Facebook, and also run VI Talk with Michael, and I am still on the committee for my old pupils association. So I went to a school reunion just before we moved down here to Tynmouth, and got in touch with even more people. And I think through being involved with groups to do with visually impaired people, I probably have a lot more visually impaired, I wouldn't say necessarily close friends, but acquaintances, I'd say. And I think there is a big difference between friends and acquaintances. And I think if I really am honest, my proper true friends that I could go to over everything, anything and everything, I could count on the fingers of one hand. But they are friends that I could say anything to. You know, if you're having the worst day possible, you could go to them and say, oh, you know, and they'll cheer you up, or you'll get the sympathy or the empathy, or they'll be at the end of the, you can ring them up without having to say, oh, are you free for a chat or whatever. They're just like, you know, you can pick up the phone and talk to them about something. And I feel very blessed to have friends like that. And again, they're not friends that I see very often. Like Mel, they're more friends that I talk to on the phone or through social networking, whether that's audio, boo, Facebook, Heytel, WhatsApp. That, you know, there's so many ways now that you can be friends without actually living close enough to meet up all the time. But it is lovely when you get together with friends properly, and you can go for a meal or go for a drink, or just, you know, go to each other's houses and have a good catch up and everything, and do it that way. But yeah, and I also wanted to comment on the point that Mel brought up, which I thought was really interesting, when she said that because her husband's fully sighted as well, if they went out with a group of couples who were VI, she would be worried, or concerned, should I say, that her husband would feel left out. I have experienced that with Rob, and on occasion he does, because he can't be doing with the whole, you know, when a group of VIs get together and they all want to talk about what they did at school, and they reminisce, and they want to talk about loads of VI issues, which is fine, but he is completely out of the loop on that. I mean, yes, he's married to me, he knows about visual impairment, he hears me bang on about VI Talk and Braille Support often enough, but he doesn't want to, you know, he'll sit there and he can't contribute, you know, he doesn't have a say on obviously St. Vincent's or whatever, and he wasn't there. And I think that's hard for somebody sighted who is with somebody who is visually impaired. And I think perhaps it's something that as visually impaired people we should consider, really. If somebody's got a sighted partner, perhaps just be aware of that and try and be a bit less all about visual impairment and stuff. But that's, you know, that's just my take on it, really. But I would agree with Mel on that it can be a difficult situation. I think it's more when you get groups of people that have been to school or college together, or been in a certain place together, that happens. I mean, we got together with a group of friends just last week. They were staying at the Clifton Hotel, and because we don't have schools or colleges in common, we all kind of met one year at the hotel, and we've stayed in touch through Facebooks ever since. And so we went up for a drink with them, and there was karaoke on at the hotel, and we all have different, some work, some don't, some you know, live in different parts of the country, and you've all got different things to talk about. So that's more of a general chit chat, and that is nice, and that's a situation where Rob feels comfortable and sort of happy to participate. So I think that's another aspect to it, and I think I'm really glad Mel brought that up, to be honest. I'm trying to think now. I think on all social networks, I have a mix. I've visually impaired followers and sighted followers on Audio Boo. And I know you never know who listens to your boos. I mean, they might follow you and never listen to any of your boos, but that's just looking at the list. There are VI and sighted people. I have a real mix of friends on Facebook, and I am a bit more, I do accept friends on Facebook a bit more readily, I guess, because of the groups that I run. Because if you need to add somebody to a group, if they can't find it themselves, you've got to be their friend to do it. So I'm a bit more relaxed about who I have as friends on Facebook. So I've got a lot more friends than I once had, and that's nice. And you know, and I've made friends through the different groups as well, through Braille support, really, and a lady called Laura, who is lovely, and I got involved with More Vision, a charity down here, and that's how we got to go to Calvert Trust back in May, I think it was. So, you know, and Laura is now, you know, I count Laura as a friend, and I've made other friends through Laura as well, who live locally, and that's great. So I do have a real mix now, but I would, you know, some are closer friends than others, some are more acquaintances. So it has changed, very much like Mel and Wendy, over the years. It has changed depending on where I am, where I'm living, whether I'm in education, whether, you know, or not I've had a baby, toddler, whatever. So, and I think that's probably going to be the case with most people who contribute to this topic. Although I'd be interested to know if there is anybody who just has, you know, are you visually impaired, and do you have no visually impaired friends? Do you kind of, are you very much in the sighted world? Don't you think you, do you not think that you need that support from other VIs, or are you visually impaired and do you only have visually impaired friends? And, you know, and if you've got sighted friends, what's their take on it? You know, because I know quite a lot of sighted parents who are bringing up visually impaired children, and the children go to mainstream school. Now that again is interesting. Do the children make friends easily, or do they get left out? I think it's a subject that could go on for quite a while with different people's take on it, and probably one that some of us might come back and comment on again when somebody brings up something that we've not perhaps thought about. And I'm sorry for the ramble, but I just thought it was a great subject, and so many things to think about and talk about. It certainly made me sit down and think about my life and the people that have been in it, and what have you, and the way people have come and gone, the same as Mel said, that, you know, people have come into our life and then gone because the situation's changed or whatever. I think it's fascinating. I really hope other people will contribute. And sorry for the ramble, because I don't know how long I've been talking, but way longer than normal, I think. So, but I hope you're all having a good weekend, and food for thought. So thanks, Wendy, and thanks, Mel, as well. You brought some good points. And hopefully Audio Boo will sort out the channel situation in a future update. Okay, I'll speak to you all soon. Take care.